I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. The buddy movie is a trope in Hollywood that has been done to death, so much so that you don't see it done well that much anymore. But every now and again, there'll be a movie that can transcend the trope to a new level, and today's film is no exception, as we look at a brilliant father and son story, Cowboys. Cowboys is a 2020 Western drama film directed and written by Anna Carrigan. It stars Steve Zahn, Jillian Bell, and Sasha Knight, and tells the story of Joe, a young trans boy who runs away from his home with his troubled but well-intentioned father after his mother refuses to accept him as he is. While the police search for the pair across Montana, Joe and his father, Troy, hope to get to Canada to start a new life. But both of them soon find out that disappearing completely is harder than it looks, especially when instead of confronting their problems, they run away from them. Joe looks up to his father and wants to be just like him, so it makes sense that in the movie, he's the first person Joe comes out to. However, Joe's mother Sally doesn't see Troy as a good father figure. He has issues with his mental health and she thinks he's too scatterbrained to raise a child. Which is an insult that has a subtextual point of view as well, because Steve Zahn, over the years, has always been typecast as a comedic sidekick, if you will. And here he sort of plays that vein of character, but he fits into that fatherly aspect really well, which helps the audience like him more. And of course, he does accept Joe's transition. But because Sally doesn't see him as a serious person, she waves off Joe's coming out and wants him to stay the way he is instead of changing to be more like Troy. But that doesn't make her a villain of sorts. All she wants to be is a good mother. And throughout the film, as the three characters look back on what led them to this moment, Sally's able to reflect that Joe has been sad and depressed, and her pushing him further away from what he wanted only made him resent her more. And Jillian Bell plays it very straight in the film, definitely a standout for her career. And of course, we can't talk about this movie without talking about Sasha Knight. Trans representation in Hollywood has not been historically good, and only recently are there actual trans actors appearing in films. Laverne Cox, Elliot Fletcher, Hunter Schafer, Michaela MJ Rodriguez, Elliot Page, these are all rising trans stars in the current industry, and there will be more coming in the future. And Knight's role in Cowboys adds a new layer to it. Because, while he is a trans actor, he's also very young, which will allow viewers of the film who feel the way Joe does to find some camaraderie in him. But to be clear, the movie is not necessarily glorifying that fact. The characters in the movie don't speak as if they're on a pedestal or talking down to the audience, they're talking to you, showing you every side of this familial conflict, which makes the movie timeless and rewatchable, but also quite easygoing. It's a film that plays itself very safe, but a good kind of safe. What I mean by that is people will watch this movie for years to come and thus be shown as a template for good trans representation, so that other filmmakers can come along, break more glass ceilings, show better trans representation, and make more timeless films just like this one. The film came out at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic and uprooted all the producers' plans to show the film, which would have included a premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival. But because of the pandemic, it didn't get a whole lot of recognition or press, and first premiered in August of that year at nonprofit organization Outfest's Film Festival. The film is currently available to buy and rent on iTunes and Amazon on DVD, Blu-ray, or digital. And it's currently only available to stream on Hulu and Canopy, which you can check out through your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time as we close out our Pride theme month.